Hello and welcome to The Big Chat. We get to speak to people about what inspires them, what drives them, what got them into business, how they found it. And some of these people you might know, some of these people you might not, but there's always a nugget of gold in every conversation I have.
As an instructor, I understand the journey of a class.
Yes.
And as a DJ, it's really hard because the way that DJs want to mix music is they want to keep like a specific BPM, right? Mm-hmm. So the pace kind of stays the same. Whereas as an instructor, we need a journey. You can't have somebody, you know, doing 60 minutes at 126 BPM because you would just die on the bike.
It's also brought the most fascinating new experiences, humans and people into my life, as well as one major thing, and that is the ability to see how I can help and support other people, men and women, in life and business.
You know, I am one of those people, if I do something, I'll do it properly. I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
I'll see it through. And I guess I just, you know, I put myself in the right position. I met the right people and sort of planned my career.
Yeah.
You know?
The Big Chat is all about collaboration and giving people in our towns the time to have their say, their way. Hello and welcome to the next episode of The Big Chat. I am your host for today. Well, I'm kind of like a host, a co-host, co-guest. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this. A few weeks ago, I had the absolute pleasure of being asked onto a podcast by a young man called Malachi. And he has created his own podcast called Malavision. We helped him. We've given him a little bit of help. We've given him a little bit of support and sponsorship. The reason being, because this young man is... it's a bit of a miracle, and he's also only 15 years old. So if you're not aware of Malachi or Malavision, you certainly should be after this episode. But we're kind of sharing this episode because Malachi has his own Malavision going out every Sunday morning at 10. I'm obviously on West Kent Radio DJing on Sunday morning at 10. So we thought, how can we do this? Well, we'll just talk to each other and you guys can listen and we can get across whatever we need to get across, can't we? So this is Malachi, everyone. Hi, Malachi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where should we start? Tell people that don't know anything about you. Let's start with you first.
So my name is Malachi, and when I was 15 months old, I was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumour. I was put on an 18-month course of chemotherapy, but then sadly at 2, the tumour had grown too much and had squished my optic nerves and I couldn't see anything. Mm. And I think at first, obviously, as a child, you know, it didn't really affect me. But I think as I got older, I started to realise the impact it was having on me. Mm. And I realised there was a massive gap in society about awareness, and especially with mental health, because I was diagnosed with suicidal ideation when I was only 7 years old. Mm. So I think that has brought me to do this podcast because I want to spread awareness that anything is possible if you put your heart, soul and mind to it.
That's amazing. And that, I mean, that must, at seven, to have felt suicidal at seven, that must have been really tough for you, Malachi, and your family.
Yeah, I think, well, when it exactly happened, I just come back from one of my 13 brain surgeries because I've got hydrocephalus. This is my 12th operation. And I remember rolling over in the recovery room and saying, or in the ward, and I said, "Mum, I want to die." Mm. And Mum said, obviously, because, you know, seven-year-old saying that, not normal. So she said, "Oh, how would you do it?" And I said, well, I jump onto a motorway. Mm. And with that, we realised that there was that everything that had happened over the years, it had bottled up, and also that surgery had actually affected my mental health. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So what happened after that? What was the treatment? What were some of the treatment? Because obviously we met through our great friend Polly at the Pickering Centre.
Yeah.
She's like our fairy godmother.
She is.
Isn't she? We love Polly and everyone at Pickering. How did they come to help you, Malachi?
So Pickering came to help me. So when I was 18 months, I joined Pickering. I was with them till I was about 6 and then stopped going. But I've recently started going again and they're really helping me get back on my feet. I'm really excited for this. So recently I've just interviewed Dame Kelly Holmes.
Yeah.
For anybody, you can go check that out on the Malavision podcast.
Yeah. Available on all platforms.
Which I am so happy to say. It feels so weird because originally before Chatty got involved and told me about this amazing platform Acast, I submitted my RSS feed to all the individual platforms one by one.
Yeah.
So obviously I couldn't do every single one because that would take, I mean, Coco, you know how many podcasting platforms there are.
I do.
But with Acast, it's able to be automatically put onto all platforms just by a click of a button. So it's amazing.
I mean, a little bit more than a click of a button. Giles would be upset.
Yeah.
Good, Giles. But it is like you say. This is something that you're doing. Why are you doing the podcast, Malika? Obviously, you want to help spread the word. Yeah. Is this something you'd like to do forever? Or is it something you'd like... What do you see the future with your podcasting?
Well, I really want to do this full time. I think it's a growing thing, isn't it? I think, you know, podcasting is really new. Mm. It's really niche. Mm. And I think, you know, jumping on the bandwagon now is better because, you know, it's in high demand now and getting out there sooner, you know.
And I think it takes a certain skill set to be able to just talk freely to people, and you can do that. I mean, when I first met you a few weeks ago and you kindly asked me to come on to Malavision, you actually recorded me with your phone.
Yes.
And that was why I said to you, well, can I help you, please?
Because
how about you borrow some of my equipment?
Yeah.
And that was all that happened. But hopefully someone out there is going to help you set up so you don't need me.
Oh, I hope so.
We're always going to be friends, obviously. Yeah. We're always going to be fellow friends. But that's lovely that you want to do that and it's something you're passionate about. And it also, I think it really greatly demonstrates how someone who's gone through so much at such an early age can now be so accomplished, because this must have helped your mental health enormously.
It definitely has. And I think since you helping me, I didn't actually realise how like naff the recording is on my phone. like it is good, don't get me wrong. But I think anybody can agree, if you're tech savvy or into recording or know your stuff. Mm. I mean, I know Coco will say that doing it on your phone versus, because I'm sure you've ventured into looking at many different ways of recording. And I think the phone is great, but I think this way and the editing makes such a big difference. Mm. And I don't think you realise until you've done it yourself.
No, I think people just think that you just sit down, have a chat, and then you just press a button and that's it.
They don't
realise there's a
process. No.
Which is why it's even bigger deal and you need more help for you to do it.
Definitely.
Because you're doing this all on your own. You know, we've helped you for a few episodes, but then you're going out there into the world of Malavision.
I know. And you know.
And you'll be great.
I know. I will be. And I think, you know, there's a part of me that's really, really nervous. Mm. But, you know, a part of me that isn't very nervous, you know, over the last 12 hours, I've been very proactive and I have contacted many companies and small organizations, which I cannot say who, but one of them may be or may not be sponsoring me.
Amazing. That's amazing.
So I am. So, and guys, you know, I think Coco, you'll agree that I think for a podcast to be successful, you do need those sponsors.
You do. You need sponsors and you need help, because, you know, everything that happens, everything from filming to editing to my time, to your time, to other people's time, to my team's time, unfortunately, that does come at a cost.
It does.
And people don't appreciate that, I think. I think they think, oh, it's a podcast. It's like a hobby. It's something fun to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd love it to be my hobby, but it still costs me money, because that's the way the world goes round. So you do need sponsors. And also, on that, it's not just the money side of it, but it's the benefit that the sponsors can get out of it, because they get to... They get a platform to be seen and heard on as well, that is more digestible than maybe, you know, still read a magazine, of course, and still read the paper and still digest media information in all those ways. But a podcast you can listen to anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I launched The Big Chat, was because we were in lockdown and there was no other way to speak to people. Whereas people were stuck indoors, you can listen while you're ironing, you can listen while you're cycling, you can listen while you're walking your dog, you can listen in the car. I mean, have you listened to yourself in the car yet?
No.
Oh, you've got to do that. That'll make you laugh so much. When you go home today, when your dad comes and gets you, you need to find your episode on your Spotify. You need to link it into your car and play your episode with Dame Kelly Holmes.
Really?
Yeah. Got to do these things.
Do you think it creates a different atmosphere with the places you listen to it?
I mean, for me, I think when I first started, I would sort of critique myself. I'd listen back and critique myself. Now I tend to not listen to episodes until they actually come out, because I always go into an episode. You do a lot of research. You're quite different to me. I tend to sit down. Mine's just a big chat. So I just sit down and ask a load of questions. And I really don't want to know much about that person before they come on. That's just my style. But I'm 47, you're 50.
That's quite interesting, because I only started doing research because I had a few constructive criticism comments saying that I should do research. So I think now, knowing that you don't do research, I'm not going to do it.
So you're going to get me into trouble, Manny.
No.
Don't get me into trouble.
No, but I think that it's so important, isn't it? Because I think... I always find asking questions that you already know the answer, it feels a bit weird, doesn't it?
Well, you overthink it a bit, don't you? Because if you've got when I first started out, we would give guests almost like a kind of, because people will always say, because they're nervous, what are you going to ask me? I mean, you've asked me that. I've asked you that.
Yeah.
So they always say that. And if you give someone a list of questions or you say something, what I found I was doing was I was giving people a list of questions and I just wasn't asking them, because I'm too busy talking to you to be looking at a piece of paper or to be referring to something. And also, it's just something that fluidly, naturally happens then. And you're very good at asking the right questions. I mean, what questions do you want to ask me today? Because we're sharing this. This is our little baby. It's going to be on your platform and on The Big Chat and on YouTube. So what would you like to ask me, Malachi?
Well, what did you...
Do you want to ask what I'm wearing? That's a bit rude.
Why did you start The Big Chat? Do you think it was to sort of help with your mental health as well? Because obviously we all struggled with our mental health in lockdown, didn't we?
Do you know what? That's a good question. The reason that I'd actually... Giles Paley Phillips, I have to give credit to Giles Paley Phillips, who does an amazing podcast called Blank, who was our podcast producer. And he got way ahead of the game. He was way ahead of the game 5 or 6 or maybe even longer years ago. And Blank now has hundreds of thousands of downloads. And he's talked to Wim Hof, Dawn French. I mean, you name it, he's talked to them.
Blimey.
Yeah, he's a legend. His is audio, and he does lots of podcast productions for other people. And he's a writer, and he's a great friend of mine, and he's an all-round amazing individual. And many years ago, I said to him, I really should do one of these for the B2B industry, business to business, because, you know, it can be a bit dull. But I wasn't ready. So I actually sponsored his very first episode of Blank. The very first episode of Blank is sponsored by Chatty Hatter to help him on his way. And actually another company called HR Revolution in Tunbridge Wells, she sponsored one as well. But that was going back a few years. And then in lockdown, as you know, I do the soapbox race.
Yeah.
I couldn't do the soapbox race in 2021. I had to cancel that. I pulled the plug on that in January because I could see things were going wonky. And I didn't want my staff to be like up and down all over the place. And then obviously I couldn't have done it anyway. And it was stressful because I had a lot of people that were financially committed to that event. And, you know, that came with it a lot of stress.
Yeah.
But I did take someone on to work with me. And I said, oh, I've got this crazy idea. Because the space that we're in, Malika, if I described it to you, it's kind of crazy. It's being graffitied by Huma, the street artist, Hugh Whittaker, who does a lot of work for mental health resources and other charities, and is a good friend of mine. It's got my big lips on the wall, and it's got a neon sign that Love Inc. did. You've got Freddie the Flamingo behind you. You've got lots of flowers. You've got lots of furs. You've got big cushions with tigers, retro chairs, and crazy teapots. So it's a bit like an Aladdin's cave of my sort of creativity. And I wanted to create a hub where I kind of came and let that side of my personality out. And at the time when I said about doing it, people thought I was bonkers.
Yeah.
They were like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I've just got this vision in my head that's how I want it to look. Hugh from Huma is amazing. He gets my vision. You're very lucky if you find someone that understands you,
yeah.
Especially a creative or an artist. Because I can say to him, he did my son's wall. He's got Sonic the Hedgehog and Pokemon as
well.
Wow. Oh, you would love it. It's like 3D. It's amazing. I mean, not so relevant for my son now. He's nearly 14. But when he had it 6 years ago, he was pretty chuffed with it. But it is amazing. It's a work of art. And Hugh understands me in as much as he knows, the same as my videographer James knows, that my humour, my sense of humour, my crazy zany taste, whatever you want to call it. So I couldn't do that through the soapbox, and I couldn't get businesses to talk to each other, and I couldn't get companies to communicate with each other. So I just thought, well, why not do a podcast then? And if we film them, obviously we had to be careful of COVID and restrictions. But very quickly, people were like, yeah, let's do this. Let's talk about it. And also it's relevant because everyone's coming out of the pandemic, so they wanted to talk.
Yeah.
Now it is definitely becoming more for me about mental health, because as it's evolved, I've suffered very severely with mental health issues. You know, I've not experienced what you've been through, but I have spent 5 years being very deeply depressed and stressed. And I've done something about that now, and I'm in a very good place right now. And so I'm very interested to find out. Most magnificent people have been through some kind of pain. They've experienced something that's made them, you know, if they haven't given up, they've gone on and done something with it. And that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, and I think you saying that reminded me of that saying, you know, the prettiest eyes have cried the most tears, the beautifulest smiles have dealt the most pain.
Mm.
And I think that saying is so true. And I think that's basically what you were just trying to get across.
In a much longer way.
Yeah.
You're much more succinct than me, Malachi. You're very good with your questions. I remember when you interviewed me first, I was like, my God, this 15 sounds about 40.
I know. Well, what was it like when you started to get involved in the soapbox?
Well, when I started to get involved, it was because Gary Jeffrey,
yeah,
he's been on your Malavision. He had this crazy idea of a soapbox, and it was called Crazy Jeans because he had a venue called Jeans that was named after his mother, who passed away sadly, and he wanted to race down Major York's Road. And he came to Chatty Hatter. We were doing their PR at the time, and he said, oh, would you be interested in the event? And all my team was sort of going, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I was like, yeah, this sounds like a brilliant idea. And then the next thing, we've got 6,000 people in Dunorland Park and 30 odd carts racing down the hill. So, but it raises money for charity, everyone that races. And obviously we supported Pickering last year and we're supporting Pickering this year and Mental Health Resources and Nourish and, you know, many others. It for me, it's an amazing platform. Gary did step away from it because he found it too stressful. So it's now my baby, but I always give him homage for it because without that great man's ideas, I wouldn't have been able to supersize it. And that's how we kind of work as a team now in work and life, really. He's my life partner. So he has an idea and I just go a bit crazy with it and go, oh, well, let's do this. But like I did with you, Malachi, sorry.
I mean, you totally take me out my shell. You have, you know, thinking about, you know, 2 months ago, I was recording on my phone and it was, you know, all on, you know, only a couple. I remember it was on Spotify, Anchor, Deezer and TuneIn. And if you don't know, if you haven't seen it from my Instagram, those have all gone now. I got the final email saying that they've been successfully deleted from the podcast database. Mm-hmm. And I think, in a way, it made me sad, but in a way made me happy because it has made me realise that I've started this new journey and that, you know, this is, you know, I'm in a much more, I'm more likely going to be successful doing it like this now than what I was doing it before.
But it's also you're evolving and it's also helped your confidence.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's the thing is that you've got such a powerful story and a message to get across to people. But that doesn't mean that you have to be... You can be strong, but you can be humble, can't you?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that's something I tell my younger self, you know. What would you tell your younger self?
God, that it just be kinder to myself. I gave myself a really hard time when I was younger. I blame myself for a lot. And then I was just sad. I'd give my younger self a hug.
And
I didn't have a great childhood.
Do you think, when did you realise that you needed to get support for, you know, your not so great childhood? Because we briefly spoke about it in my old podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, I went, well, my father passed away in 2018. He passed away 3 months before the first soapbox, and my best friend Robert Spurgeon passed away on the 18th of March, so about a month before my father. So I actually had their funerals the same week. I was meant to do the soapbox in May and I had to move it to June, which ended up being on my birthday and Father's Day weekend, so that was quite painful, but enjoyable as well because I got to celebrate my dad. You've thrown me off there. I'm totally thrown off. I've gone into my little headspace of where I was going with that. I think for me, this helps me now because what I didn't do when I was younger that I now realise and own that I am good at is communicating. And even though I've had an agency called Chatty Hatter for 12 years and it's run successfully, I've never actually really embraced my creative side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, I've got a gift of the gab and I can chat away to you and I can sell a few things. And, people always go, you can sell sand to the water, the Arabs, whatever the saying is. But I didn't realise how creative I was and how many ideas I have. So I love coaching because I love getting the gold out of people. I love seeing people grow more confident. I love coming up with crazy ideas, like for events and things like that. So I think that has helped my mental health massively. Because it's given me more confidence in myself. And it's also meant I've got to know myself better. So if you don't know yourself, you're lost.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you talk a lot about the soapbox. And I think the soapbox has probably helped your mental health, hasn't it? Because it's given you something to do. It's given you a purpose, I guess.
That, you know, that is an arguable one, because if you ask Polly from Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre, she'd probably send me to nearly to a nervous breakdown last year, if not possibly one. I lost a lot of money doing the soapbox because people see it all shiny and they don't realise how much it costs to put an event like that on. And they don't realise how much stress is involved, and they don't realise how much passion's involved. And it's me and my team of two or three that are doing it. Fortunately, now I've got a lot of people supporting the town behind it, and people are buying tickets and wanting to come, and that's great. So yeah, this year's been better, but actually it caused me a lot of mental stress, but I persevered with it because I believed in it. Because what I get from it, when I help charities, when I see those people on the day laughing and happy and, oh, someone's...
Sorry, that's my phone.
That's all right. We can, you know, we're keeping it real. It's in the moment, Malachi. This is Malavision. That's what's happened. Someone wants to talk to Malachi. It's not, you know, it's not just me.
Yeah.
But it's when you see the people, and we've raised 3,000 for charities now across the last three.
Oh, hold on. Let me There we go. Right.
Could you please just be quiet, little phone? We're just having a little chat.
I know.
When you see it gives a platform for the community to come together, for children to have a great day, for businesses to bond, and for charities like Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre and others to be raised, not just money, but awareness around them. That is what I love. And I love helping people, and that helps my mental health. So even though it started off quite painful, because it was quite hard to do and stressful, and lots of people told me to give it up, Malachi, I can't tell you how many. So many people told me I was mad. But actually, what I get back from it, it's a risk to ratio, as my dad would say. Life is a risk to ratio.
And are you excited for the, I don't know if I can say this, but the open evening on Thursday?
Yes, I am. I mean, it might have happened by the time this comes out. But yes I am. Are you excited?
I am. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah, we're going to have a launch evening. We're going to be doing it at the Stoner Group Hyundai MG, their showroom down on the industrial estate.
Oh, lovely.
And we've got Jamie Cook, who owns SPN Studios in Tamworth Wells and Sevenoaks. She's known as DJ Cookie. She's going to be doing some DJing there, so there'll be some beautiful music. And then we've got some amazing canapes and non-alcoholic beverages from the Counter Edition, which is one of our long-time racers, who should still be racing if you're watching this, Wendy Reed, HR Revolution. I'm going to shame her now, Malachi. but her brother, Robin Reed, he's doing the food and drinks. And then, of course, we get to talk to all the amazing charities that are involved. And we get a few photos, hopefully, in the papers.
And I think that's so important, isn't it? I mean, this is going to sound really bad, but
I'm going to say it anyway.
I think publicity is so important nowadays.
Of course it is.
This is going to sound really bad. I thrive off publicity. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad, but I think it's very easy when you suddenly, this would be some advice I would give to anybody. When you're suddenly propelled into the limelight, which sometimes you can be, like the first year we did the soapbox, it was so big, it was bigger than we ever imagined it to be, and suddenly I'd gone from no one knowing who I was to everyone knowing who I was, and that's not me being like, oh, everyone knows who I was, but it did go like that.
Yeah.
And that can go to your head. You've got to keep a lid on that.
Yeah.
You've got to keep your feet on the ground and stay grounded, because thriving is one thing, but it's like, don't let it run away with you.
No.
Remember where you came from. Remember your roots. Remember why you're doing this, because it's so easy to get caught up in the excitement and then you might lose your story a little bit. And I know you won't do that, Malachi, because your story is so strong, but I think that's so it's good to thrive, but it's good to remember how you got here.
Yeah. And I think it's amazing, and I think I think you have to, like you said, remember who got you there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you and Polly got me to where I am today. And, you know, without you, I wouldn't be able to be sitting here with you, being interviewed.
Oh, bless you. And without Polly, you wouldn't know me. Yeah. So Polly's like, you
and
know,
I wouldn't know.
Bigs up to Polly.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to be interviewing Rosemary Schrager.
Well, yeah, but, and Dame Kelly yeah. Holmes. I mean,
Dame Kelly.
I mean, yeah. Who? I mean, you've got better guests than me, for goodness sake. What's going on here? You're going to be like overtaking yes. me on the subscribers, Malachi. Give me like my competition. I would absolutely love to see you thrive, Malachi. I would absolutely love it. And I have no doubt that you will, because you're a splendid young man and you're an inspiration.
And I'm sure I will, you know, and, you know, it only takes one person, you know, it will take one person to, you know, help me thrive, you know, just that little bit more, you know, like you've helped me get that little bit.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like donating like things like a roadcaster.
He wants a roadcaster. Did you not notice? Like a roadcaster. We've got a whole list of things that Malachi needs. We can put them under this episode for anyone that's... If you haven't already sponsored him by now, we can put it all in there underneath.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's important that people hear your story and understand. And there will be lots going out about your story. They should listen to your episodes that you've already put out already and then get behind you and sponsor you on this journey. Because
definitely.
As you know, we're a podcast production agency, and much as I would love to do everything for you forever, it would then become a hobby and I would then become a charity, which I'd quite like, but I'm being told by my accountant I can't do it.
Shame.
So, I know. Damn that accountant. Ken, damn you. Stop giving me such good financial advice.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, you have been amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we've now got it on YouTube too.
I know.
It's going to be so exciting. So even though you don't get to see it, you've got to feel it.
I know. Thank you.
And you're going to be fab.
Thank you so much. And guys, if you haven't got bored of me already, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter at Malavision 2023. And if you're interested in doing any sponsors for me, you can email Malavision, MALAVision 23@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you. And I will see you next week for another amazing episode. Thank you so much, Coco, for having me on.
You're so welcome. And thank you so much, Malachi, for bringing some joy into my life. You really are. You're an absolute joy.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, I'll probably speak to you tomorrow. So we'll sign off now, but I'll chat to you later.
Chat to you later.
All right, Mally. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.